time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's on the Plaza Arcata, of course.
Hi, Fred Nelson for Community Comment. Most of us have special memories gathered during our lifetime, such as people, places, favorite foods, and so forth. How about sounds, both pleasant and unpleasant? Remember some of those sounds? I sure do. I remember as a kid in the 30s, the ferry trips from Sausalito to the ferry building in San Francisco, the deep pounding of the ferry's engines, the boat whistles, and the grinding and groaning of the vessel's hull against the pier as it slid into the dock. I remember waking up in a San Francisco hotel room to all the noises of a city preparing for the day. Many of the delivery trucks were propelled by chain drives, had solid rubber tires and stiff springs, hitting bumps, crossing streetcar tracks with loads of shifting cargo, lots of noise and vibration. Add the streetcars and cable cars rumbling down the tracks with bells clanging. I would rush to the window to see as well as hear all this wonderment. In later years during World War II, when visiting my sister in San Francisco, I would listen to the distinct sound of the twin Allison aircraft engines of the P-38 fighter planes flying over the city day and night. Locally, I remember the foghorns, one at Table Bluff and one at the entrance to Humboldt Bay. On a foggy night, you could hear the one horn, followed by the lower pitch of the other horn a few seconds later. Staying in the hills near Eagle Rock on a clear night, I could hear the wailing, lonely whistle of the NWP steam locomotives echo up and down the canyon. Living on the west side of Eureka, on a quiet night, I could hear the steam locomotives huffing and chuffing as they would position their flat cars to dump redwood logs into the ponds fronting the bay, followed by the sound of logs crashing into one another, combined with a huge splash as they hit the water. The steam whistles of the lumber mills signaled work shift endings, with huge saws whirring and the clank of conveyors. Ships entering and leaving the bay whistled signals, and tugboat horns tooted in reply. World War II brought air raid siren testing and the building of dry docks, a 24-hour operation complete with the sound of pneumatic chipping hammers with the deep banging of heavy metal against hollow steel. The fire horn at City Hall summoning firefighters and signaling the noon hour had a pleading sound and were unnerving when it blew in the middle of the night. All those sounds are of days gone by, never to be duplicated. A recent letter to the editor complained of the pile driver noise from the construction of the Holiday Inn Express Hotel. Yes, it was noisy, but I kind of liked it. Now the noise is gone. Just another memory, one that triggered this reminiscing. Fred Nelson for a Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.